Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Nida. We're in the sixth parak Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. Kon shechayim bereishis hageis chayim b'matanos. The Mishnah tells us, continuing with the theme, that there needs to be a precision. Two things don't have to parallel. So the Mishnah now turns to the Mitzvah of Reishis Hageis, and the Mishnah tells us that something that's chayim in the first shearings, where the first shearings have to be given to the Kohen, so chayav matanos on that animal, you also have to give zroa lechayayim and kevah, the three parts of an animal that go to the Kohen as well. But v'yesha chayav matanos ve'ino chayav bereishis hageis. There are certain things that you still have to give zroa lechayayim and kevah, but don't get reishis hageis, because reishis hageis is a rule that only applies to sheep and ram, to the ewe. Right, so by definition, if a ewe needs to have reishis hageis given, so it gives reishis hageis, it also will give the matanos. But let's say cattle, let's say goats and whatnot. So there, the animals still have to have zroa l'chayayim and keva given, but they don't have a first shearing, and they're not obligated in that first shearing. The Mishnah also continues and tells us that whatever has a rule of beer in the Shemitah year, after the year, in order to differentiate between the crops, so there's something called beer that's going to be very important this year, this being a Shemitah year, right? So if there's beer, there is the stuff itself has Kedusha Shvias. There are certain crops that have a kedusha shvius ve'in lo beer, but it doesn't have a beer. What would be such an example? So the Mishnah describes, the Mefarshim Mishnah describe that there are certain types of things that grow that are around on the field all year round, and since they grow during Shemitah and they carry kedusha shvius, but it's still at the same time they're not subjected to beer. One example is the root of mint. Another one is called luf. Right, the root of the wild loof in such a situation. So these two things would have the rules of shvius. They would still have kedusha shvius, but not the kedusha, but not the obligation of beer. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day and a terrific Shabbos as well.